The people of another African nation, Sudan, are also war-weary. A two-decades-long civil war there finally came to an end in 2005. A comprehensive peace agreement not only stopped the fighting, it called for a referendum for people in southern Sudan to vote on independence. They did that 6 months ago, and so this weekend, Sudan is set to split in two. A priority for the new nation of southern Sudan will be to build an education system. The BBC's Fergus Nicol reports from Malakal.
Near.
Near.
And.
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 Far.
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 This is St. Peter's Episcopal Church School. The primary kids there enjoying an English class. Over on the other side of the big courtyard, there's an Arabic class going on. We'll talk to some of the secondary students over there in just a minute. It's interesting that the church has put this all together with international help just in the last 6 years since the Comprehensive Peace Agreement was signed. And it's a fee-paying school. The parents contribute 270 Sudanese pounds a year. That's about $95. Doesn't sound much to many listeners, probably, but for a lot of families in Malakal, it is a great deal of money. That pays the teachers, and they work extremely hard.
It is not here.
It is not here.
Where is the tree?
Where is the tree?
It is not
okay,
here.
Okay, it's me, Fergus. وعندنا سؤالين بالنسبة للاستقلال كلام عربي ما كويس.
So we've interrupted the second year class to ask some of the students here a few questions about their hopes for independence, their hopes for the future. Okay, we've got a young lad here. It's going to come up. What would you like to say?
Okay. Yes, my name is Turjan. أنا طبعا بنتكلم.
We are hoping that the independence will bring us good. Our people who are just suffering, the oppression we got from the north, we will forget it and the development will take place. So I encourage my colleagues to be able to work hard so that we can build our nation.
I've come from the north and I've seen a lot of suffering and I'm happy to be back. And I want to encourage all of you to work hard so we will build our new nation. Some of you will become doctors, engineers, professionals, and you will help yourself and your family and the nation. So let us forget about playing around and let's commit ourselves to learning.
There it is.
My name is Hilary Garang Deng Aware. The children we are teaching, they are different from the children from our time. They have no culture. They have culture of war. And if we are not careful, tell them the right thing, then we are going to lose part of them.
Now we are going to sing a song, okay?
Yes.
Sudan, our country, okay?
The BBC's Fergus Nicol reporting from Malakal in southern Sudan.